Governor Doug Ducey and Superintendent of Public Instruction Kathy Hoffman announced over the weekend that schools in our state will now be closed until at least April 10th.
Today, we are announcing an additional two-week extension of school closures until Friday, April 10th. We want you to know that our goal is to get kids safely back in the classroom as soon as possible, while providing parents and educators certainty so they can plan and make decisions. We'll continue to work together to determine what's best for Arizona kids and schools in the face of COVID-19.
The leaders had originally closed schools for just a few weeks until March 27th, but as the spread of the coronavirus continues, they extended that time frame. The move comes as state lawmakers passed a bill unanimously to allow students in our state to finish the school year from home if the closures extend even further through the end of the year. So how are teachers reacting to all of this? For that perspective, I got a hold of Angela Philpott, a more than 20-year teaching veteran who teaches English language learners at Desert Ridge Junior High and High School in Gilbert. I asked her if in the 22 years she's been teaching, if she ever thought she'd see anything like this.
I did not. When I could have never foreshadowed that there would be any kind of situation where we would be out of school due to a worldwide pandemic.
Yeah. So what was your initial reaction when you found out schools were going to be closed? Did you get a chance, first of all, to talk to your students about that, to say goodbye?
I did not. We left on spring break, so all of this happened while we were all out on vacation. And like a lot of teachers are feeling across the state, we feel very cut off from our students so rapidly. We didn't get a chance to say goodbye. It was see you in a week. I told my students, I'll see you next Tuesday. Mm-hmm. And we'll be ready to work. And I hope you have a great break with your family. And that was the last thing I got to say to any of them.
So what was your reaction when you heard the news?
I was very worried because as educators, our students are our number one priority. And then you think about your colleagues. And so as we saw this pandemic starting to get worse by the day, you start to worry, are my students going to be safe in the classroom with what's going on right now? And so my first thought was, what about my students? And then I know other districts were starting to close schools, but we're still going to require some staff to come. Mm-hmm. And then you start to worry about your colleagues, especially my friend, the custodian, and the cafeteria workers who are still going to be delivering lunches to families. And so you start to be concerned about their health and safety as well. So once they canceled schools and I knew my students were going to be safe, at least for 2 weeks until we could figure out another plan, then I started to worry about my other colleagues who are on the front lines of this in custodial and food services.
Do you have concerns about their educational futures as well, about taking however long this may end up being out of their school year?
I worry about not necessarily their educational. I'm worried about how they are mentally right now.
Yeah.
Where they're at, because I'm also a parent. So I have a freshman in high school. He's at my school. And I have twin daughters who are in sixth grade. And right now, they're more worried about, like, their science camp was canceled and their school carnival was canceled. And they haven't been able to see their friends. And they're thinking about their teachers, too. And they're a little worried. They're not, of course, not so worried much about the work. They're more worried about their families. And then I have heard from my students, and a lot of their concern is, what am I supposed to do if I'm not allowed to go outside? What am I supposed to do if I don't have internet and I'm using my mom's Wi-Fi from her cell phone to try to, communicate with you the best that I can? Right now, I think I'm more concerned about their mental well-being and how they're holding up with these different conditions than we've ever seen before in Arizona schools. Yeah. Or any United States school right now.
So you say you're talking to some of the students, you're able to communicate with some of them. How do you explain this to them? Do they understand what's going on, or are they angry?
Basically, they're more worried about how an online situation would work right now. Mm-hmm. The directive that I received from my district was to have students go to our district website, and there's links for enrichment activities on there. And not to assign any curriculum work during these 2 weeks. And then my other directive from my district was next week we're going to start looking at how we are going to model distance learning to our students. They're mostly just worried about how they're going to do that. And I know my worry is for my students who don't have internet access at home, how am I going to reach them in the safest and most efficient manner?
Are there ideas out there for that yet? Because it can't possibly be that every student is in a position to be able to learn remotely or online, right?
I know we've been working with the Department of Education and as well as Superintendent of Instruction, Kathy Hoffman, who has been wonderful during this time and trying to get all different stakeholders in the room about how we can meet the needs of our students statewide. Because even though I'm fortunate to be in Gilbert and all of our students, secondary students have Chromebooks, that doesn't mean they have internet, so they can access those Chromebooks to go into our Google Classrooms that we have set up for them. And then what do we do for our elementary students who do not have one-to-one technology? And how are those teachers going to facilitate learning? And so I know some other districts are, you know, having packets sent with bus drivers to go to the bus stops, or having buckets outside the school for each grade level. So the best thing about teachers is that we are problem solvers and we are flexible on a daily basis. I don't know another profession where you could have a fire drill, a new student come in, the AC go out, and, you know, someone start to throw up, and you have to figure out how to make all of these conditions work with, you know, split second decision making. And so we're creative. We will definitely work hard, figure out a way to do what's best for our students.
Yeah. As you mentioned, we're worrying most about your students' kind of mental and emotional well-being right now. Are there students who are you worried about being home through this time because, you know, they might not have enough to eat, or they might not have the resources or support that they need there that they're used to getting through school?
I'm absolutely, that is one of my concerns, because I do have students whose parents have to work. I don't know if they have been called in, or if they're at home, or if they have been given relief from their jobs, but they're trying to find something else to keep income in their already struggling household. Mm-hmm. And then my students become caregivers to the younger kiddos. And so what is the expectation that I can have as an educator to have them be doing online coursework when now they're roles have shifted into family caregiver?
So are there long-term repercussions on these students, either, you know, emotional, mental well-being, or long-term educational promise if this continues through the school year, as it already is in some states for kids around the country? Like, are you worried about more dropouts? Are you worried about students falling behind?
All I know is that as educators, our students are our top priority. We're creative as educators. And as long as we keep our students at the forefront, I think that we will find the resources that we need, especially in the state where we've been given minimal resources to keep doing our jobs. We always find a way to make sure that our students are taken care of. When I walk in the door and talk to my students, the first thing I'm going to ask them is, how are you all doing? And based on that information, I'll have two sets of plans. I'll have a plan we're going to dive back in and try to make up any ground that we've lost. And then the other plan might be, we're going to do something a little bit more fun at this point, because this is what you need to kind of decompress. I need to find a way to make that better in my safe space of my classroom.
All right. Angela Philpott is an ELL teacher at Desert Ridge Junior High School and High School in Gilbert. Angela, thank you so much for joining us to tell us about this.
Thank you, Lauren, for having me.